the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, continues now. This is the broadcast for March 24th in the year of our Lord, 2021. And this is hour two of two. Last hour, we talked about the great sacred gift of agency. Yeah, man. That's what this battle's about, don't you know? You and I want to preserve our agency and our liberty, and there are those who want to steal it from you. Don't let them get away with it, my fellow Americans. Don't let them get away with it. We ended the hour, last hour, talking about Jack Phillips, the poor baker. The guy wouldn't make a cake for the gay and lesbians. He didn't want to promote their agenda. It's against his conscience, against his right of belief, etc., etc. And they sued him and lost, but then they now, an attorney, I guess, this Autumn Scardina, an attorney, then had, I want you to build or bake a gender transition cake for me. And Jack said, no, I'm not doing that either. And I don't build Halloween cakes. It's against my fundamental beliefs. And it's against my sacred right of my conscience. And one of my greatest precious gifts of private property. Did you know your conscience is private property? Yeah, God gave it to you, not your government, okay? Anyway, I digress. I'm just telling you that Jack said, I'm not doing it. And they sued him again. And he's back in court. But I asked at the end of the last hour, and I'll ask again, what the heck ever happened to the Jeopardy, ladies and gentlemen? Double Jeopardy, huh? You know, you're not supposed to be brought in after they've adjudicated something. I guess it's on a technicality because it was a partial win by Jack Phillips, and the attorney's coming back and saying, oh, no, and they can pursue this thing. But it's a shame in America, folks, right? It's a shame. Yeah. So anyway, our prayers are with Jack that he prevails again. You know, hopefully that Donald Trump putting good court justices there will make a difference. I don't know if it'll go to the Supreme Court again or what'll happen, but it certainly should. You know, it's interesting about this agency thing, right? The sacred gift of agency. Given to us by God Almighty, the sacred gift of agency is important. Is this, if they can force you to do something, like wear a mask, like bake a cake, like, then what can they force you to do? Wearing a mask and baking a cake, they don't really violate God's laws, necessarily. Now, you can have a conscience belief against baking the cake for fundamental moral reasons, and I get that in Jack's case. But if they can force you to bake a cake, if they can force you to wear a mask, what else can they force you to do? Just ask yourself that. Take a vaccine? Divorce your wife? What if the government just came out and said, we don't believe in male and female relationships anymore? There, you got to divorce your wife. You got to jettison your spouse. We're a communist nation now, and we don't believe in male and female relationships. We only believe in sex to make babies for the state. Or any perverted sex is fine, but, you know, normal God-ordained procreation and appropriate sanctioned by God relationships are out. We're not doing that anymore. Can the government force that? You say, oh, Sam, you're being way off the charts extreme. Oh, am I? Am I? These are the ones that if I were to tell you that force you to have a vaccine and force you to wear a mask every day of your life, that you'd be like, no, Sam, come on, that ain't having it. But now it is. Now what do you say to me, huh? Not so extreme anymore, huh? Did you know that Oregon, the state of Oregon, did you know this, Cameron? The state of Oregon now is trying to make masks permanent. Yeah. Yeah, the state of Oregon is trying to make masks permanent there. Yeah. They want you to wear a mask all the time. Don't worry, when it's safe, they'll take away that rule, that law. If you let them pass it in the first place, don't you know? This is the kind of stuff they're doing. I kid you not. It's whacked out insane. And then I speak out against it, and they're like, oh, there you go again, Sam, peddling fake news there. Well, you go look it up, smarty people. You go check it out. Am I right or am I wrong? This is serious business. Okay? That's the stuff we're dealing with. This is not a joke. And you could say, Sam, you're going too far. Oh, am I? Or are the people that are forcing you to wear a mask and trying to make it permanent in one state, the state of Oregon? Right? They're literally doing that. Now, if I would have told you that a year or two ago, before the cocoa hit, everybody would have went, oh, come on, are you kidding me right now? Oh, no, they'll lock you in your house for weeks at a time. They'll not let you go to restaurants. They'll shut down all the private businesses everywhere. If I would have told you that, you would have went, come on, Sam. Right? Right? You would have said, no, Sam, that just cannot be, buddy. But now it is. Oregon mask requirements. Oregon health officials propose permanent mask mandates. Go look for that on your Google there, people. Oregon health officials propose permanent mask mandates. The Federalist is who has that piece, by the way. Okay. You don't like that source? How about the Daily Wire? They're saying it too. Okay, you don't like that source? Fine. MSN has it too. Okay, you don't like that source? Fine. Yeah. News Wars has it also. Yeah. Oregon.gov has it. Oregon issues stricter mask mandates. Oregon health officials want to make mask mandate. Yeah. It's everywhere. MSN has it. All kinds of places. What the heck's going on around here, folks? And so you can say I'm being extreme, but when they're forcing a man to make a cake for the second time by using the courts against him, denying double jeopardy protections, and now you literally have a situation where they're trying to make masks permanent. It's kind of like your income tax, you know. Let them make it permanent, but don't worry. It's a temporary tax now, don't you know, people? And it's just a temporary mask, people. Come on, when it's safe, we'll take it off. We'll get rid of that restriction. Now, I always make a joke, folks, when I'm out with people. I walk around with just my face on. No, I don't have blackface. I'm not doing any racist things. I just got my face on, the face of Sam Bushman, the one that God Almighty gave me, okay? And I look at people and I say, how do you like my mask? And they look at me weird because I'm just not wearing a mask, right? It's just my face. And they look at me like, what? And I said, you know, my mask. And they're like, what are you talking about? And I'm like, look, God gave it to me. And by the way, if he gave me your mask, I would look like you. Did you know that? But I don't have your mask. I have my mask. God makes me look like me. And that's the face he gave me. And is that a mask? And if we're going to peddle fake news, it's a fake news that we should wear something different than the mask God gave us, right? I mean, if our face is good enough for God, isn't it good enough for us? No, no, Sam, you got to put a diaper on your face to make it better. See, what the heck? Anyway, I always joke, though, and so I just say, hey, I already got my mask on. People, God gave it to me. Thank you very much. People think I'm a weirdo, but I hope to try to drive home a very fundamental point about agency. Back to the agency discussion. It is a sacred gift of agency given to us by God Almighty, ladies and gentlemen. We have an obligation. We have not only a blessing of agency, it's a sacred gift, but it also has tremendous responsibility that comes with it, doesn't it? Tremendous responsibility indeed that comes with it. And Jack Phillips is taking his personal responsibility very seriously. He will defend his right of conference, all the right of conscience, all the way to the Supreme Court. He did it once. He's fixing to do it again if they let him. As they try to take down all of us in the culture war. All right, you know who Joy Behar is? Or Behar, is that how you say it? B-E-H-A-R, Behar. I don't know if it's Behar, Behar, whatever. Anyway, she's a whacked out TV liberal, right? She's a talking head on TV liberal. And Joy, she's not bringing a whole lot of joy to me, I'll tell you that right now, too, just saying. Anyway, Joy poked fun at Americans who did not want the coronavirus. Well, she poked fun at him until the good news came. Yes, indeed. Now free donuts are involved, ladies and gentlemen. Are you aware of that? Yeah. She referred to the nation as a country of golden retrievers, comparing the American people to dogs. Yeah, she referred to the nation as being a nation of golden retrievers during Tuesday's broadcast of The View TV show. Yeah, saying that people were behaving like dogs who perform tricks in order to get a treat. Yeah. It's very strange. Co-host Whoopi Goldberg began the show with the news, ladies and gentlemen. You ready for the news? Donut shop Krispy Kreme. I guess donut chain is how you say it because they're a chain of shops, right? Donut chain Krispy Kreme was offering a free donut any day and every day to anyone who showed proof of vaccinations. Yeah. Now she says, one of the co-hosts said, I'm not really a fan of donuts, but I appreciate the effort. Now, hold on. Don't donuts make you obese? And isn't obesity the great morbidity that they're claiming that can really, really take you down over the cocoa? So there's a disconnect for the liberals here, but there you have it. Krispy Kreme literally offering donuts. Yeah, but it gets worse. I'll explain in seconds on your radio.
The Foundation for Moral Law is a nonprofit legal foundation committed to protecting our unalienable right to publicly acknowledge God. The Foundation for Moral Law exists to restore the knowledge of God in law and government and to acknowledge and defend the truth that man is endowed with rights not by our fellow man, but by God. The foundation maintains a twofold focus. First, litigation within state and federal courts. Second, education. Conducting seminars to teach the necessity and importance of acknowledging God in law and government. How can you help? Please make a tax-deductible contribution, allowing foundation attorneys to continue the fight. You may also purchase various foundation products as well at morallaw.org. Located in Montgomery, Alabama, the Foundation for Moral Law is a nonprofit, tax-exempt 501c3, founded by Judge Roy Moore. Please partner with us to achieve this important mission. morallaw.org.
The spirit of the American West is live and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues affecting the American West. Each issue contains informative articles, breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of cowboy spirit today, and gift ideas like the 2021 Real Buckaroo Calendar. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Loving Liberty Network salutes the spirit of the American West at rangemagazine.com.
Well, my mom smokes and my dad smokes, and I saw them smoking, so I tried it. They're telling me not to smoke, but they smoke themselves.
When it comes to smoking, are you sending mixed signals?
But when you teach someone a certain way to do things and you go back on that certain way, it sends mixed signals to the person that they're trying to teach. The parents need to be the example.
Smoking. If you think you're old enough to start, you're smart enough to stop. A public service message from this station and the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
All right, so whacked out talking head TV nutcase Joy Behar poked fun at Americans that didn't want to take the cocoa vaccines until free donuts were involved. So Krispy Kreme offering donuts to everybody who gets the cocoa vaccination. She referred to the nation as a country of golden retrievers. Yeah. People were behaving like dogs. She says, come on, people. You know what? I do that to my dog. I give my dog a treat if they sit down and roll over, da-da-da. Sadly, I have to agree that she's half right. But here's the problem. Then she went, in my opinion, what's the word? Apoplectic? Whatever it is. When she literally lost her mind. And she said this. You know what would help? If they would attach those stimulus checks to the CocoVax. Yeah, you're not going to get your check unless you take the vaccine. That ought to work. Yeah. I bet you that would work, she finished. What do you think of that, folks? What do you think of that, folks? I don't know what to think about that. Because this is what I mean, folks. So they're literally doubling down with the vaccination. And you have now cruise lines saying, you can go cruise with us if you have a vaccination. You have illegal immigrants crossing the border. They want to take away your guns. You can't deny baking a cake. You must be forced to bake a cake. Oregon health officials are proposing a permanent mask mandate if they can get it. Now Joy poking fun at Americans who don't want the vaccine. Now Krispy Kreme literally saying, I'll give you free donuts if you take the cocoa. A little bit of a carrot there. But Joy whacked out Behar, literally going, hey, man, we ought to tie the vaccinations to the stimulus checks. That ought to work. Wow. I don't really know how to respond to all that, except for these people have literally, I'm telling you right now, you think they're crazy, and then they say something even crazier. And you go, what on earth can I do about this? Now, there's a big difference between me and Joy. Because what Joy would like to do is shut down my free speech. She'd like to just kick me off the radio and not even let me have a voice. But here's the interesting thing. I believe in the God-given sacred gift of agency. And I believe in the free speech principle. I believe in the First Amendment that gives me 5 guarantees. Okay, government's on notice to give me guarantees that they can't violate my 5 fundamental freedoms codified in the First Amendment. Okay, so I would not try to deny Joy's ability to express her view. Okay, I would not. So I don't agree with her whacked out view. I think she's a nut. Okay. I don't agree with her point at all. But I will defend her right to her view. Okay? So I think it's very offensive to the American people saying the nation's like a bunch of golden retrievers. You know, you do Pavlov's dog and you do a trick and you get a treat and roll over and sit down. And I mean, I understand her point. And I don't really fundamentally disagree, but that's a very offensive thing. That's about as bad as Hillary saying we got to jettison the deplorables kind of a statement, right? It's offensive as all get out. It's half true, sad to say. But then she wants to use force to deny me my agency. And then she wants to basically create a litmus test. If you get the cocoa vax, then you can have a government check. So they're going to rape my taxpayer's wallet at the point of a government gun. They're going to redistribute the wealth. And then she wants to use a litmus test to deny me my God-given sacred agency. Right? I mean, these people are egregious. They're over the top. And people say, you know, we need to be civil. And I agree. But at some point you go, she can have her view and I'll defend her right to have that view. But when they start to force the rest of us, it's beyond the free speech idea. It's not just her view anymore. Right? That's the problem. Anyway, there you have it, Behar. These people can't get crazy. Just when you think they've gone off the cuckoos. I mean, just you think they've gone off. Do I dare say the reservation? Can I say that or is that racist? And when you go off the plantation, the reservation, see, there you go. When you go off the, quote, woke point, they always try to make and reject their view, then they just absolutely lose their minds. And that's what you see here. Okay, they want to force this on me. And if I say, no, wait a minute, I've got my sacred gift of agency, the God-given sacred gift of agency, right? Then they want to lose their minds. They don't want me to say God-given. They don't want me to talk about agency at all. And if they had the chance, they'd shut me down and I wouldn't even have my free speech available afforded to me. Although I will do my very best to guarantee it for them, even if they're whacked out as all get out. All right. You remember who Sidney Powell is, right? That's the attorney that said there was vote fraud everywhere. Well, I hate to say this, but Sidney Powell pulls on Alex Jones is the only way I know how to describe it. Yeah. Pulls an Alex Jones. That's right. What am I talking about, you say? Sidney Powell pulls an Alex Jones. Here's what Sidney Powell is now saying in court, ladies and gentlemen. No reasonable person would have bought my claims. Former Trump lawyer wants suit against her tossed. Ivan Gustavo writes the piece. Now, wait a minute. Sidney, you don't think any reasonable people, no reasonable person would have bought your claims? Former Trump lawyer wants suit tossed? That's kind of like what Alex Jones did. He went into court. Yeah, with a, whatever that school shooting in the Northeast is called. What's it called? I don't mean to mock it by not remembering. What's it called? I'm just on the fly and I don't have notes in front of me. And I'm just speaking from the heart, okay? Anyway, the, what's that shooting called? Anyway, and he said that there was government involvement and there was all these things. And anyway, the family sued. It was a big old lawsuit. It all melted down. And Alex Jones went to court. And Alex Jones said, hey, you know, I do a lot of this for theater. I'm just a radio talk show host in entertainment. It's theater. I don't really believe any of it. It's theater. And then he went on to say that I got kind of a mental illness. I thought everything was a conspiracy. I thought everything was a fraud. I thought everything was, and now I know that I was wrong. And so he went into court and literally reversed himself 1,000%. And now Sidney Powell doing a similar sad tale. Sidney Powell pulls an Alex Jones. No reasonable person would have bought my claims. Former Trump lawyer wants suit tossed. Wow. I don't know how to respond to this. Really, I don't. Attorney Sidney Powell, a member of President Donald Trump's legal team, speaks during a rally. And this was back, you know, on December 20th, 2020 or whatever, right? All those claims, the Dominion voting systems machines. Yeah, I guess you can't trust that. No reasonable person would have taken that view, she says. No reasonable person would have taken those statements as facts, she says. Yeah, what do you think about that? I do believe the machines are rigged, folks, and I think somebody got to Sidney. Not only to attack her, I know she's reversed her course. I know Alex Jones reversed his course. But in a new court filing, Powell is seeking to have Dominion defamation lawsuit against her dropped. Yeah. CNN reports the details. Now you say, Sam, you say, well, why are you referring to CNN? Because I can't get any other news on the topic. That's why. Yeah. I mean, I'd love to talk to Sidney about it, and I've had her on this program before, but I reach out and I don't get any responses from her anymore. They say that Powell was making highly charged and political statements to describe why she had filed lawsuits on behalf of Trump, arguing that Dominion was involved in a vast conspiracy to steal the election from Trump. All right. She was, listen carefully, ladies and gentlemen, she was, the filing argues, just stating her own opinion, leaving the public to reach their own conclusion about what happened. Are you kidding me now? Quick pause, back in a flash on your radio.
Proclaiming liberty across the land. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
You USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
With recent shootings in Atlanta, Georgia, and Boulder, Colorado, some politicians want to infringe on the Second Amendment. Louisiana Senator Republican John Kennedy says you don't stop drunk drivers by taking all the sober drivers off the road. The senator continues on Fox News.
In my judgment, we do not need more gun control. We need more idiot control.
Two accused leaders of the Proud Boys militia group on Tuesday pleaded not guilty to multiple criminal charges related to their alleged role in the occupation of the U.S. Capitol. At a federal court hearing in Washington, D.C., Ethan Norden of Washington State and Joseph Biggs of Florida both pleaded not guilty to riot-related charges. Conservative Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has claimed victory following Israel's fourth election in less than 2 years. Projections based on exit polls from Israel's three leading broadcasters, which could change, all show Netanyahu winning. USA Radio News.
It's totally normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor today. You may be able to save on Linzess and make fewer trips to the pharmacy. See if you're eligible to pay as little as $30 for 90 days. Visit Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Gun control is front and center again. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau reports.
On a day after a mass shooting in Boulder, Colorado, a GOP-backed bill to reduce gun crimes has been filed. It's being pushed by Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz, who says we need to take a look at a targeted approach toward combating violent crime.
Targeted at violent criminals, targeted at felons, targeted at fugitives, targeted at those with serious mental disease to stop them from getting firearms.
Problems at the Guatemala airport. Dan Naraki reports.
The airport in the capital city of Guatemala has been temporarily closed because of falling volcanic ash. The Pacaya volcano, about 30 miles away from Guatemala City's La Aurora International Airport, has been active in recent weeks. Unfavorable wind conditions Tuesday sent ash towards the airport, covering buildings, planes, and runways. Civil aviation authorities say they're working on cleanup and hope to resume normal operations at the airport as soon as possible, but aren't sure when it will be able to reopen.
USA Radio News.
All right, happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman on your radio. Hard-hitting news that networks refuse to use continues, I'm telling you right now. Ladies and gentlemen, there's so much news, it is just shocking. All right? So Sidney Powell, I don't know what happened to her, folks. And I don't want to attack Sidney, because I think she's a dear friend. And I don't know why she would change her position on this. Some would say, well, she just whipped out, Sam. I don't agree. Okay? But what do you do when you stand up on something and you're about to expose one of the biggest fraud in the world's history? And then they sue you and they try to shut you down and they do all those things. You can weather all that. But ladies and gentlemen, what happens when they start to threaten your loved ones or they start to whatever? All right, now listen carefully to what Sidney says, folks. I told you what CNN and the mainstream press says. Here's what it says on Sidney Powell's webpage, because Kirk Crosby always recommends we go to the source, and I couldn't agree more. Here's the headline from Sidney Powell. Sidney Powell responds to the fake news. The number sign, that's hashtag fake news, is lying to everyone about our filing in the Dominion case. My position has not changed. We will be taking them to the mat She says, this lawsuit is another attempt to silence critics and citizens who want to investigate voter fraud. The statements that Dominion claims are defamatory are actually protected speech under the First Amendment because they deal with matters of public concern, i.e. election integrity. So the media and their allies are spinning meritless claims because their arguments have neither the facts nor the law needed to hold up in the courtroom. Yeah, the statements complained of are also protected because Dominion is a public figure and must prove that Ms. Powell acted with malice. This is impossible, as Sydney's lawyer explains, because Ms. Powell's statements were based on sworn affidavits, declarations, expert reports, and documentary evidence. She presented this evidence for all to see in four different court filings and on her website. Contrary to what the fake news is pushing, Sydney did not claim in court that no reasonable person would believe her claims. The press is using twisted legalese and manipulating the legal standard to confuse the issue, as they have done before in other high-profile cases. Ms. Powell has statements that are legal opinions that she stands behind, as they were based on sworn affidavits, declarations, expert reports, and documentary evidence. Dominion claims that the evidence Ms. Powell relied on to assert her claims of election integrity is incredible and not believable. Mrs. Powell responded by pointing out that her assertions were indeed legal opinions based on the evidence that she submitted before different courts. Accordingly, her statements are not subject to challenge under, quote, defamation law. There you have it. There's an official statement from her attorney about it on her website, sydneypowell.com, and more. This is a long deal, folks. Right? Here's what... Let me get this guy's name here. Howard Klinghelwer? I don't know how to say his last name. He responds to media allegations regarding a motion dismissed to dismiss regarding the Dominion complaint. Dateline New York, New York. Yesterday, several news media outlets cut and paste out of text comments portions of our motion to dismiss the Dominion complaint to spin a message that election fraud allegations that Ms. Powell presented to various courts and to the public were not credible. I'd like to clarify what actually was presented to the court. First, let me be clear. Any suggestion that no reasonable person would believe Ms. Powell or her comments on the elections is false. The language these reports refer to is a, quote, legal standard adopted by the courts to determine whether statements qualify as opinions which are exempt from defamation liability. That's a real important point to understand. As the D.C. Circuit reaffirmed just last week, there is no claim for defamation when the alleged defamatory statement is a legal opinion. Ms. Powell's statements fall precisely into this category. Ms. Powell reviewed sworn affidavits, declarations, expert testimony, and other highly corroborated evidence concerning the election which Ms. Powell filed with the courts and shared publicly. She continues to stand by those opinions today. our motion in part argued that the Dominion case should be dismissed because legal opinions are not grounds for a charge of defamation. Anyway, it goes on. And it's long, but they say the case should be dismissed in its entirety. For further information, contact, and they give the attorney's number. Yeah. And since the number is public, I'm going to give you the number, Cameron. For further information, contact. Here's the number. And I want you to call this number and say, we got a live radio program going on right now. Do you want to come on the air and talk about it? Ready, Cameron? 917-793-1188. And you say, Sam, you shouldn't give out that number. It's right on Sidney Powell's website. If you want more information, that's where you go. So I'm going to see if Cameron wants to just call and say, hey, we got a live radio program going on. The host is defending Miss Powell and wants to know if you want to come on and help talk about this to the press. The number, 917-793-1188, 1188 is the number. And Cameron's going to find out and see, hey, you know what? Do they want to come on the radio and talk about it? I'm defending Sidney Powell. Okay? Yeah. There you have it. I find that very fascinating. Because now, if they're not very careful, ladies and gentlemen, right? You got to ask yourself this question. You got to be honest with you. Are they lying about this? Did Sidney Powell pull an Alex Jones? No reasonable person would have bought my claims, they say. Now, former lawyer wants suit against her tossed. I agree the former lawyer wants the suit tossed. But in my mind, the real headline says Sidney Powell responds to the fake news. The number fake news is lying to everyone about our filing in the Dominion case. My position has not changed. So no one picked up on the phone. Did it give you a voicemail, Cameron? All right, we just got a voicemail, so I don't know about calling that number. That's not helping us right now. But she says we will be taking them to the mat. Sidney Powell. And you know what? I love it. Because she should take them to the mat. Oftentimes in courts, ladies and gentlemen, there's a different standard than what you and I live by. Okay? Understand that oftentimes you and I think something based on a court, you know, case is a certain way and it's not. What do I mean by that? Look, it's true, the legal standard oftentimes is different from what you and I think. You and I think, hey, she changed what she said. Well, she really said, hey, I'm entitled to my opinion. And therefore, you can't call my speech defamation. I'm an attorney. I had proof, as far as I could tell, or credible evidence. And even if you disagree with me in a court case, that doesn't mean my opinion becomes libel, slander, defamation. It doesn't equate to those things. And I'm merely saying that. Now, the problem is they're taking things out of context. The statements are protected. Let's talk about it.
Yeah, this is David in engineering.
This is your wife in suburbia.
Oh, hi, hon. What's up?
How's the robot coming?
Well, it doesn't exactly respond to requests yet, but I'm...
Well, I know how frustrating that can be.
You do?
Uh-huh. I'm still waiting for my romantic lunch date.
Oh, yeah.
David.
Well, I must not have enough memory allocated.
Uh-huh.
Sorry.
You know, your son said mama today.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Well, we'll have to have that sound chip changed to Dada.
Well, you could reprogram it yourself, you know.
I know. Hey, why don't we do it over lunch today?
Oh, you really are brilliant.
Thanks. You want me to bring the robot?
David.
He can order pasta in 11 languages.
Only if he pays for his own lunch.
Okay. Oh, don't forget to bring Chip.
I still wish we hadn't named him that.
Well, why? It beats general default.
Oh.
Family. Isn't it about time?
Do you know that a baby processes information 3 times faster than an adult?
An adult what?
Engineer. Funny.
I'll see you at noon.
I can't wait.
From the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Abby Johnson was once director of a Planned Parenthood clinic in Bryan, Texas, After a moral crisis, she quit, and now she campaigns against what she once endorsed.
They implement abortion quotas in all of their clinics.
What do you mean, quotas?
You have to perform a certain number of abortions every month. One of the reasons that I left...
Are they explicit about that?
Yes. It's in your budget, right there on the line item. One of the reasons I left Planned Parenthood was because in a budget meeting, I was told to double that abortion quota. And for me, as someone who had spoken to the media and had said, you know, we're about reducing the number of abortions, we're about, you know, prevention, all of these other services, I was shocked.
So since you actually worked at a Planned Parenthood, give us some sense of the relative number of abortions.
Okay. Abortions, Planned Parenthood provides over 330,000 abortions a year. They are the largest single abortion provider in our country.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. So the problem is the mainstream press peddling this, you know, as the attorney says, cut and pasted, out of context statements about Sidney Powell. So, you know what? Did Sidney Powell pull an Alex Jones? Was Alex Jones wrong for what he claimed in court? Or sometimes you got to go to the defense that the courts allow. Let me give you a weird scenario that kind of makes the point that I'm making, although it's a totally different topic. Try to follow me. Sometimes my mind works very strangely, but see if I can connect the dots for you, okay, ladies and gentlemen? The credit card world is a very strange world. It all relates to your credit reports, and there's three credit reporting agencies, right? Equifax, TransUnion, and Experian are the three. And they have weird credit rules that are secret. Nobody knows what those rules are. Nobody can get the formula of how the credit really works. It's a little bit like the Coke recipe, okay? Top secret stuff, buddy. Now, many people have been able to guess how it works, and they've been able to run simulations and see what credit scores do, and over time, we've developed some pretty good understandings of what to do and what not to do. But it's all circumstantial. It's all downstream. When we do this, we see this happen, so don't do that, and we feel like we understand a lot of the formula, but we don't have the formula facts. It's kind of like a math equation where somebody says, hey, this is how it all happens. And then the details are secret. And then I come up with, well, I don't have the ability to duplicate their exact math, but I do have the ability to follow a lot what's done in my own way. And my formula might be different than them and it might not be perfect, but I get a good handle on what's going on. It's like that. So anyway, with credit, though, the things that you do make no sense from a moral point of view. All right, listen carefully to what I'm about to tell you. They make no sense from a moral point of view. So if you have a late credit item, let's say I have a $1,000 debt, I don't pay it, it gets late. And I don't pay it because I lost my job because of the coronavirus or who knows what. And I don't pay it, and I don't pay it, and I don't pay it. Now, a year later, I get back on my feet. 2 years later, 3 years later, I'm back on my feet and I'm good. And I try to apply for credit, and they go, your credit's bad. You have these late payments on here. And the late payments continue to report. But you know what? They stopped a year ago because they don't report it forever. So they reported it for 2 years. Now it stopped for a year. We're 3 years into this, right? The normal moral person says, I ought to pay that bill, that $1,000 bill. I couldn't pay it, and I'm so sorry. I didn't do it on purpose, but I couldn't help it. Now I can pay it. I'm going to pay it. That's the moral, correct thing to do. I get it. But it's the last thing that you should do. Why? Well, I don't know if you know this, ladies and gentlemen, but if you don't pay that, it's already 3 years in, remember. 2 years they recorded. Month after month after month they reported late. But they stopped over the last year, and they're not going to continue reporting it late forever. I don't know if you know, but if you do nothing, then it falls off of your credit in 7 years. It's gone. And you can write a note and add it to your credit file that says, I know I have these late payments. But I couldn't help it. I lost my job, but now I'm back on my feet and doing well, and I can pay my bills now. You can add that entry, and people who see the late payments will see your little note as well. And if you leave it alone and do nothing, that note will defend you and your credit for the next, 4 years in this case, because we're already into it 3 years, the next 4 years, before it falls off your credit by law. It goes away. However, ladies and gentlemen, because that reporting stopped after the first 2 years, it's been a year since you have a late payment, if you will. if you pay off that $1,000 credit, then it comes back and reports again that you were late. It doesn't report that you paid the bill to zero and that you've done your best to remedy the situation. It just reports another late payment a year later. Yeah. So now that late payment is recent, or that lack of payment, that late charge is recent, not a year ago. And it actually makes your credit worse. I know it doesn't make any sense, folks. I get it. I'm just telling you what the algorithms do in a best guess scenario. Just follow me in a best guess scenario. Why? Because it's like the Coke recipe. We don't know what the credit report, how they really work. We just know from experience that when you pay that late bill, it makes it worse. And if you don't pay it, it eventually falls off your credit. Your best bet from a moral point of view is to pay that payment. I get it. But from a credit card point of view, if I'm trying to help you get a home loan or a mortgage or some kind of a, build your credit score, rebuild your credit score, I have to tell you to not pay that bill because it'll just report another late on your credit report. So your best bet's not to pay the bill, but to write a note explaining the circumstances so that people can get the best case reality check. And if you owe that $1,000 and you pay, say, $100 a month for 10 months, and you really struggle to pay it off, then you'll get 10 lates. Every time you pay $100, it's going to report late, late, late. And factually, listen carefully, factually, you were late 10 times, weren't you? Yeah, that's why they report that way. And so you go, what? This is crazy town. I know, I get it. It is. It's insane. The reason that I tell you this big story now, back around to the Sidney Powell situation, there are things that you do in court that don't make any sense, but it's because of the way the laws are written. It's because of the way the courts are set up. So let me give you an example. Attorneys give opinions. Even the Supreme Court gives opinions. You know, they always say the dissenting opinion, the prevailing opinion says this and that. So in court, it's dealt with opinions, okay? Now, that's a different term when you say in court opinion versus when I say that's just my opinion to which I'm entitled to. See, I'm not an attorney. I'm not in court. The definition is totally different in the real world versus the law and the courts and attorneys, etc. So when Sidney Powell says it's my opinion that these things are late, I'm sorry, that these things are fraudulent. Okay, listen carefully. It's my opinion that these things are fraudulent because of all the court documents that I see, and I've filed court documents to that, and you can't say that I'm committing libel or slander. You can't say that I'm guilty of defamation towards this entity called Dominion because I'm entitled as an attorney to express my opinion. I can't say it's fact because we're going to court to determine the facts or to determine the reality. Even if the courts go against me on that, they disagree with me. They have the right to have their opinion. She would say that the courts, if they rule against her, would have the dissent, or that they would have the prevailing opinion, and she would have the dissenting opinion. The Supreme Court does it all the time. However, that's different from the news media going, yeah, Sydney just told you that it's her opinion about this thing, and, you know, she really kind of walked away from it, and she says, my position has not changed. We will be taking them to the mat. Her attorney said yesterday several news media outlets cut and paste out of text portions of our motion to dismiss. So in the motion, they're saying, hey, Sydney is an attorney. She expressed a legal opinion based on the facts and the evidence she turned in. And by law, you can't call that defamation. Right? So they kind of made it sound like her views are not credible. She's just expressing an opinion as opposed to the fact. That's not accurate, folks. That's not true. As the D.C. Circuit reaffirmed just last week, there is no claim for defamation when the alleged defamatory statement is a legal opinion. Ms. Powell's statements fall into these precise categories based on what, you say? Based on the evidence that she gathered. She reviewed sworn affidavits, declarations, expert testimony, and other highly appropriate documentation or highly credible documentation. So the courts could disagree with Ms. Powell on this. In other words, she can lose the court case, ladies and gentlemen. But this idea that the, you know, that she betrayed us all isn't true. Why did I start out saying she pulled an Alex Jones? Because I want to defend Alex Jones a little bit, too. She might have done what was best based on court precedent, based on court cases, based on legal defined terms in court, just like Alex did. But that doesn't mean that they're necessarily jettisoning their positions. What would make her maybe take the tack she's doing? Maybe threats of safety? Maybe advice from attorneys? I don't know. But I'm not about to jettison Sidney Powell over this. Not about to. I think she's right, and I agree with her attorney, Howard Klenhendler. K-L-E-I-N-H-E-N-D-L-E-R. Anyway, there you go. That's serious, serious business, folks. This is very serious because, you know what? Sidney Powell now has the ability to sue the mainstream press. And that's exactly what I would encourage her to do. Sue their socks off. They cut and paste only portions of and took out of context the truth, making a legal opinion based on facts and evidence that she reviewed, to which she's entitled to as an attorney, turning that into a case of, what is it, libel, slander, defamation, all these words come, what do they mean? There is no claim for defamation when the alleged defamatory statement is a legal opinion, right? If that's true, then all she's saying is dismiss the case because I'm entitled to my opinion. That doesn't mean that she's jettisoning the facts and changing her view at all. She's merely using the court's legally defined terms to make her point, which is, I am not guilty of defamation. It's impossible for me to be. I'm an attorney, and attorneys express opinions, legal opinions, by the way, different from just Joe Blow's redneck opinion. I'm the redneck opinion guy. She's the legal opinion gal, right? And there's a big, massive difference between the two. And for the mainstream press to make you believe that it's all one and the same and that she backtracked and failed and capitulated is an absolute, in-your-face, flat-out, fake news lie. So not only did Howard speak out for Sidney as her attorney, but Sidney spoke out herself, which is rarely done in cases like this as well. But she responds to the fake news openly and boldly. The fake news is lying to everyone about our filing in the Dominion case. My position has not changed. We will be taking them to the mat. I hope she does. And I hope she basically uses this legal argument to make her point. I hope they dismiss the case. And then I hope she sues the socks out of the media. And Dominion, she files a countersuit to say, hey, you know what? How dare you sue me for defamation? Because we've got witnesses and everybody else that are making this claim. And I'm merely putting it together as the attorney and filing it and saying, hey, these are credible claims. Let's adjudicate it in court. If there is a redress of grievance, that's where you're supposed to go. The courts, is it not? Anyway, so I know I started out going, hey, you know, Sidney Powell committed an Alex Jones. She kind of did. On the surface, it looks like both of them caved and sent us south. They'd be just. I don't know that either of them necessarily did that. I think you better be careful when you go into the court-based landscape of legally redefined terms and everything else and pull out what you think from it and think that we're right and that they betrayed us. I wouldn't go there at all. I would defend Sidney Powell. Is she perfect? No, none of us are. But I believe she's a true blue patriot. And I believe she's trying to get to the bottom of the truth. And I believe the system is so corrupt that she can't seem to get anywhere. Good luck. And our prayers are with Sidney Powell. Ladies and gentlemen, pray hard. Work hard to defend the greatest country on the face of the earth. I declare we the people can save America with the grace of God Almighty. Will you help us? Hey, thanks.